keeping you up to date with the AFL trade period.
The world of footy does not stop.
Who's going where?
Hey, big developments.
And for how much?
I need to produce a little exclusive here.
This is Triple M Footy's Trade Tracker Podcast.
Day two of the AFL trade period, and as always, there's lots of rumours flying around. I'm Joey Montagna, and we will get you across everything you need to know. Coming up, Tom Brown reveals talks have stalled between the Cats and the Giants over Jeremy Cameron. But first, St Kilda got their man in Brad Crouch, and the Crows elected not to match their free agency bid. On Triple M Adelaide this morning, Crows board member Mark Ricciuto, well, he explained to Chris Dittmar why they let him walk.
Brad Crouch has finally become a saint. My question to you, Roo, first up,
yep.
Why didn't you match the offer?
Why didn't we match the offer? In the end, it's the list management committee didn't think the risk was worth the reward in the end. So,
What do you mean by that?
What do I mean by that is that the offer that St Kilda put in for Brad Crouch, which is a five-year deal, 4 years and a trigger, and it's at a certain band where the AFL gives you a pick at the start of the second round. So that wasn't high enough to get to pick two. They awarded pick 23. All right. The reason why St Kilda went for Brad Crouch is because he's a free agent, so they can get him for nothing. So if you match the deal, two things can happen. You can match and then trade with them if they want to trade and try and get their top pick, which was pick 17, so only sort of a half a dozen spots higher than pick 23. Or they can walk away and say, well, no, the reason we wanted him because we were going to get him for nothing. We don't want to give up our first pick for him, so you can have him. And at that point, you would have Brad Crouch wanting to not want to be at Adelaide on a five-year deal, and the Crows not wanting Brad in Adelaide on a five-year deal. Okay, so then you're in a situation where you don't want to be, and same with Brad. So we had a look around to see if any other clubs were interested, if that did happen, and to see if you could trade Brad to another club, and that wasn't the case. We couldn't find one. So in the end, six picks difference from 23 to perhaps St Kilda's first round pick. So it's not a lot of difference in picks. It's not what we think Brad's worth a bit more than 23. You know, most people in the industry would say he's worth a late first round pick, which, you know, St Kilda has got, but it's up to St Kilda if they wanted to negotiate. Now, that's where you are playing poker. If we decided to match, that is where you're going all in terms of poker, which is the discussion point, and we weren't prepared to take that risk, Ditz, because we didn't want to end up with him at 5 years.
Last night, Adam Kelly on the news from your club used words like bluffing and playing poker. So what did he mean that the club was bluffing?
Well, I don't think we did bluff at all. All we said was, you know, if we get less than pick two, that we'd match. Now, this is what Trade Week's all about. Trade Week, there is a lot of bluffing. There's a lot of negotiating. It's like buying a house, buying a car, buying anything. You start higher or lower and you work towards somewhere in the middle, like what Adrian Dodorio is with Port Adelaide at the moment for Fantasia. They've knocked back pick 26 that Port have put up, and Adrian's come back and said, no, we want either Ollie Wines or Xavier Dersmore or Zach Butters or Mitch Georgiadis or Todd Marshall. But yeah, that's how it happens. Dreaming. So, and then he'll end up somewhere in the middle, just like, you know, we said would match if we couldn't get pick two. But reality is that the offer of St Kilda is not high enough to get pick two. We've tried lots of different things to get that, but it's not an option. So in reality, it's a little bit less than what we wanted for Brad. But pick 23 is a very valuable pick. It's at the start of the second round. Lots of clubs like it. And last year we picked up a player called Harry Schoenberg at a very, very similar pick. And I think he's going to turn out to be a good player. So the key for the recruiters is to turn that pick into a valuable player. That's up to them to find some good young talent. So Brad Crouch is a good fellow. I wish him all the best. He's been at the club for 8 years, Ditz. He's played 95 or 96 games. His durability is not great. So if St Kilda are comfortable to give him a 5-year deal, hopefully he can go there and play well. He's a good lad. You've played golf with him. I like him as well. You know, we haven't been prepared to give him a 5-year deal for the last 2 years, which is what he wanted. We offered him a 3-year deal.
How old is he right now, Roy?
26. So we've offered him we offered him a 3-year deal. He didn't want to take that, so we did offer him that before the start of last season. But he wanted to get a 5-year deal, and he's got that 5-year deal at St Kilda. And just like Rory Atkins wanted to stay at Adelaide as well, but he wanted a long term deal. He got a 5-year deal at the Gold Coast. So players have got to look after themselves, and the club have got to make decisions what they think is in the best interest of the football club. And at the moment, we're going through a rebuild, and we've got to make decisions that are the right ones for the long-term benefit of our football club, and we think we've made that.
Interesting insights there from Roo. And another quality player traded to the Saints. Good get by them. But up next, we go slightly west as the Bombers continue their efforts to get Josh Dunkley.
Triple M Footy's Trade Tracker Podcast.
Joey Montagna here with Triple M's Trade Tracker Podcast. Let's go back to October 19, where Tom Brown, well, he was the first with the rumours that Josh Dunkley was seeking a trade to the Bombers.
Foles, now you teased a trade nugget that was bigger than a nugget. I think you called it a Big Mac, Tommy. What's going on in that world?
In terms of a trade update this morning, Darts, it's my understanding that Essendon have sounded out the Bulldogs' Josh Dunkley in recent weeks about the possibility of coming to the Bombers. All it is interest,
hang on.
I understand.
Hang on, football director Luke Darcy, this is the first you're hearing about this, Darcy. What's going on down there? Where's this coming from, Tom?
It's coming from some sources, Ed, that I know, that say that Josh has sounded out a couple of players on the possibility of moving to the Bombers. All of these is interest at this stage. He's managed by Liam Pickering. I put it to Pickers, he hasn't got back to me. So there's a lot to play out. But I think the Bombers have got a war chest of money, and they're chasing some players. And I can tell you they're interested in Josh Dunkley, is my understanding.
Yeah, and so are the Bulldogs interested in Josh Dunkley staying where he is. And I've got a creeping assumption he's going to stay exactly where he is, Tommy Brown. He's a star, Josh Dunkley, premiership player, ripping person. You'd be very, very reluctant to see Josh Dunkley move anywhere. So you can, everyone gazes everywhere this time of year, Tommy, and you want to get every player to your club. Whether you can do it or not is another thing. That would be a great surprise if he was anywhere apart from the Bulldogs, Tommy.
Tom Brown making Darce very uncomfortable there. And today the trade request became official, as Billy Brownless and I discussed on the Rush Hour.
I was listening to Liam Pickering today, and he spoke on behalf of Josh Dunkley.
Yeah, on behalf of Josh, obviously let the Bulldogs know that he is keen to get to the Bombers. Situation there is that, the Dogs' initial starting point is, that they're not interested in trading him, which is understandable. But Josh is pretty keen to get there. So, it's really up to the Bombers now and the Dogs to get their get together and see if they can change their opinion or they can get something that's worthwhile to make it happen.
Yeah, that's a big one. So that's the first step, really. I mean, you can say that you want to leave and you speak about it, but until you officially go to the club and say, I want out... And that does help Essendon because it means that the Western Bulldogs now have something to think about. But it is on Essendon to come up with a really good deal for the Western Bulldogs to entertain it. They can't just try and haggle and make it difficult. If they want Josh Dunkley, you're going to have to pay overs to get him away from a 2-year contract he still has remaining. So plenty to play out. Essendon should get some draft picks, Bill, because obviously they got compensation for Joe Danaher, which was pick 7. They're going to get probably a pick in the top 10 for Adam Saad. So there's still a bit to play out, but Josh Dunkley's going to be a fascinating one. That'll go right down to the wire, the way Adrian Dodoro goes. He's not just going to hand over something easily to the Western Bulldogs. He'll try and haggle. But, yeah, the Bulldogs, he's a pretty good player. I'd like to see the Western Bulldogs keep him, but we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, so would I.
Stick around on Triple M's Trade Tracker Podcast, because up next, well, Tom Brown will tell us about the battle to get Jeremy Cameron to the Geelong Cats.
Triple M Footy's Trade Tracker Podcast.
Welcome back to Triple M's Trade Tracker Podcast. This morning on Triple M's Hot Breakfast, Tom Brown, he revealed Geelong's bid to get Jeremy Cameron has hit a wall.
Tommy, you mentioned Jeremy Cameron. The Giants have matched the offer that the Cats have put in front of Jeremy Cameron. Unprecedented move for a restricted free agent. What does that all mean?
It basically means now the Giants aren't talking to Geelong, which is frustrating the Cats. The Giants are just holding their ground, saying, well, we've matched the bid. We'll try and convince Jeremy to stay in the meantime. And it basically puts the emphasis and forces Geelong to come up sort of almost, I wouldn't say grovelling, but come back to the Giants with players in a suitable deal. So it puts, in the Giants' view, them in a strong position and a unique one, because it hasn't been done before. And I know for a fact that it's frustrating Geelong and some key people down there, and there's not much they can do about it at this stage.
So Jeremy Cameron would be nice and happy. He's got the guaranteed big quid.
He's going to get money from the same money from Geelong or the Giants, and I don't think he's that unhappy in Sydney. So it's a pretty interesting situation.
That's a good result for him. So just explain what this means. Previously, what we've seen is on restricted free agents, and certainly free agents can walk, so that they just walk out the door. But because he hasn't played enough years, he is a restricted free agent. So therefore, the bid can be matched, which has been done now, which means you go back to a situation where there has to be a trade found now if he's going to go. Otherwise, GWS are entitled to hold on to that contract, yes?
Correct, and it hasn't been done before because in most cases the clubs are worried the player wants to go. But in this instance, Cameron's not necessarily unhappy in Sydney, so the Giants thought they'd match and they found the salary cap.
When you say wants to go, that means to go into the draft and they still get nothing in GWS.
No, usually wants to go to the club. Yeah. So the idea here is that the Giants would match because they know Cameron wants to go back to Geelong and there's no point holding a player against his will because often they don't perform. But in this instance, the Giants have just backed themselves and they're trying a new tactic.
So I think there's been a bit of a change over Das in the last period. I think the COVID, I think what people have realised now is there's been a fair bit of jolly hockey sticks in the footy and, as professional as it's always been, everyone, well, if you're an assistant coach and you get offered a job, you don't just walk out the door and do all that sort of stuff. I think we're going to just see now a bit more that if you're going to get paid, then it's a professional business and it's going to end up a bit more like the United States where they say, well, mate, the player will walk in and go, what's that box? And they go, that's yours with your belongings. You're going now to Wisconsin. See ya. And it's, I think people are going to harden their resolve, I think.
And I think always in life, in any of these things, people are looking for probably the fairness test to pass. And if you look at Geelong's recent history, they had a great player called Tim Kelly, wanted to go back to Perth. They held on for an extra year and got two first-round picks out of the West Coast Eagles. So I can understand Jeremy Cameron's a marquee player, Coleman medal winner. He's been the face of the Giants. To let him go for, a first-round pick is just not enough. So,
no. And GWS are saying they're doing everyone a favour because what they don't want to see, the other clubs don't want to be pushed back in the draft, do they?
Well, Geelong's got a lot of first-round picks, Eddie, I think up to three, and the Giants think they're doing everyone a favour because if Geelong got Cameron under free agency, they wouldn't have to give up any picks for arguably the best forward or one of the best forwards in the competition. So in this instance, people might be supporting from other clubs the Giants, which is interesting in itself.
Watching with interest. There
and the Giants want players, Tommy. They've loaded up enough early in the draft, so you would think they'd have to include a very good player and probably a first-round draft pick to get that deal done.
Well, it will certainly be interesting to see how that one gets resolved. Stick around on the Trade Tracker podcast as we wrap up everything else that's happened on day two.
Triple M Footy's Trade Tracker podcast.
Joey Montagna here, and as the Adam Treloar saga continues to roll on, it's mostly radio silence from the Pies, but Tom Brown, well, he tried everything to get something out of Eddie Maguire this morning.
Adam Treloar, Ned Guy echoing Eddie's sentiments yesterday that they will not comment on Adam Treloar until post the trade period. They're trying to work through a mutually agreeable solution. I think the Victorian clubs will definitely look at Treloar if a deal with the Suns falls through. The Suns' position is pretty simple. We're not going to pay all that money for a player that doesn't want to come up here. So it's pretty delicately poised.
But they will if he comes. Is that what you're saying?
Well, they'll only pay the money, Eddie, if he wants to come.
Yeah, well, clearly. he won't be going if he doesn't want to go. It's all pretty simple.
I'm confused now, though, Tommy. So what, they're not going to pay the money if he doesn't want to come, but they'll pay it anyway.
They're going to have to pay a lot of money.
Right. They will not pay if he doesn't come, but if he comes, they will pay.
They're worried about paying a lot of money for a player that at the moment is saying behind the scenes he doesn't want to go to Queensland. They're not going to pay for a player that doesn't want to come.
Yeah.
Come on, it's pretty clear, surely.
I thought it was clear, and then you confused me, Tommy.
No, it's fine. Absolutely.
Is he going to go or not? That maybe is a bit of a question, Tommy.
I can't answer that question, Das. I suspect he will, but we'll find out.
Wait till Wednesday.
Wednesday, the last day of the trade?
Thursday.
Thursday. I was getting hopeful. There you go.
Another week. Surely not.
There's rumours that maybe Seb Ross could find a new home, which would help free up some salary cap space for the Saints to go after Treloar. So just keep an eye out on that one. But to finish off, Billy Brownless and I talked about everything else that happened today, starting with the Crows and the Hawks making a deal. One that was confirmed, this is a big one too, Bill. Kyle Hardigan has made his way to Hawthorn for a future fourth round pick. Why are you giggling, Raps?
It's called it a big one.
Wow, for the
30-year-old defender.
I was being a bit facetious. Yeah. But
where's he come from?
From Adelaide Crows. So another one who's left the Crows. He's gone to Hawthorn. So they haven't quite gone down that youth policy yet that there's been a lot of talk of, but he is a good defender, Kyle Hardigan. He did a good job on Tom Hawkins late in the season, Bill.
He did, actually. He did. Ben Brownless.
Benny Brown, yeah, looks like he will go to Melbourne. He'll make his way there. 3-year deal, probably a second-round pick. The D's have picked 26. That might be enough to get it done. That's probably about where he's at.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Around there, around about the 20 mark, yep.
Some talk about Jack Higgins, who good youngster from the Tigers.
Yeah, Richmond have said they don't want to let him go. They still think that he's in their future plans. But St Kilda are just sniffing around. We saw what they were able to do with Dan Butler. And I think they were that impressed with Dan Butler, they think maybe if we can also get Jack Higgins, because looks like Jack Loney might be on his way to the Western Bulldogs. But at the moment, Richmond are pretty keen to keep him, so we'll see how that one goes. But good to see the Saints are very active again for a second year running. Sean Higgins, that looks like he's trying to get to Geelong. Pick 37's on the table, whether the Kangaroos accept that. And Orazio Fantasia will get to Port Adelaide, although at the moment Essendon are asking for some pretty big names, particularly Mitch Georgiades, who's a young first-round key forward who looks like going to be a jet. I don't think Port will give him up, but Adrian Adore likes to start high and he'll meet in the middle somewhere. So.
Exactly. Hey, what about the big, bear? Or what do you call him?
Big lion. This is the interesting one. We know that the Western Bulldogs are looking for some support for Tim English. Stephen Martin is out of contract at the Brisbane Lions. Hasn't been offered a contract yet. The Bulldogs are linked with Stephen Martin. I reckon that'd be a good get just to help Tim English for one, maybe 2 years max. But we'll see how that one plays out.
Teach him some English. Well done.
This has been the Triple M Trade Tracker podcast. We'll be back tomorrow with a wrap of everything that goes down on day 3 of the AFL trade period.
This has been Triple M Footy's Trade Tracker podcast. Keep up with all the movement this AFL offseason with Triple M's Trade Tracker. TripleM.com.au and on demand on the Triple M app.